This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It is wonderful that you have joined me today, and I do apologize profusely about the lateness, the tardiness of the Hour One Nugget today. That has been because we have had a crisis near the studio, and that is the road has been blocked by a fallen tree. And because it's a private road, no one knows who's going to pay for it. And so everyone in the surrounding area has been pitching in and trying to get it sorted out, and I've been in and out of the studio, and that is why it's been late. So I apologize. We're looking today at the 45th part of our series, The Peace of the Father. And we're finishing off Philippians, the first chapter, and today we're looking at verse 11. We've looked at verse 9. In detail, verse 10 also, and now we come to verse 11. And it says this: May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. Look at what Paul is saying here. First of all, may you always be filled. Filled to completion. Always be filled with the fruit of your salvation. What is that? What is the fruit of your salvation? Well, Paul goes on to tell you, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. The character that has been changed since you gave your life to Christ. The person, in other words, that you have become. It is impossible, when you give your heart and your soul and your mind and your body and your head and your brain, every part of you, to Jesus, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, it is impossible that you will remain the same. You change. You change overnight. Your character completely and utterly changes. Overnight, immediately, there is a difference. And that is the new character that has been given to you by Almighty God. The way you think begins to change. Your thought pattern begins to change. What you found important in life begins to change. When I think of my own life, I look back and I think, what sort of a person was I? I know what sort of a person I was. It doesn't take me long to look back and reveal that there was a lot of arrogance in my life. I thought I was better than I was. I guess I had a good heart. I've always had a good heart since I was small. I've always been looking for fun. I've always been liking to make people laugh, yeah, that's never changed. But there was an arrogance in me because I thought I was better than I was. You see, I was an actor and I thought I was really good. And years before that, I was a DJ. I was working in nightclubs right across Bristol and, in fact, right across Europe. And I thought I was pretty good because I was always getting top jobs. I was always being told how good I was. And therefore, that all went to my mind. That all went to my brain. And I became very arrogant. And I can remember working with a friend of mine back in 1985. I'll never forget it. We worked together. We hadn't worked together for many years. And we were working together this particular day. And we went to have some food in a Chinese restaurant in Kent. And my friend said to me, "What's turned you into an arrogant, angry man?" And I thought, angry? I don't feel angry. Arrogant? Me, arrogant? I don't think I'm arrogant. But he was my best friend. And as he was telling me that, tears came to my eyes. And I knew that what he was saying was absolutely true. And for me, that began to change my life. From that moment, that began to change my life. Because it wasn't long afterwards when I encountered Jesus in such a powerful way, and my life did change. My life completely changed. Totally and utterly. The anger was gone. And I can remember the anger leaving. I can remember the day the anger went. The very day. Because God was dealing with me. And I felt that anger leave me. I can remember the day the arrogance went. The arrogant nature that I had went. It was gone, because that was the day that I said yes to Jesus. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation. That is the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. That is so special. That is so special. To know that I'm not alone, trying to change, trying so hard to be different, because I don't have to do it. It's Him that does it. And it is God that does it. And you know why He does this? Because He deserves the glory. For the change in my life, for the change in your life, He deserves the glory. Everything that I do, God deserves the glory. And God will always get the praise and always get the glory. Because it is Him that does it. It's not me that does it. I'm unable to, but it's Him. It's so good to know that our lives can change because of God. And as I'm bringing you this word, this is what I am sensing from you. I'm sensing that the Lord is saying, there's this character flaw inside you. I want to work on that because I'm sensing it now from Almighty God. There's things in me, there's things in my life that He wants to change. He wants to tweak this little bit here and that little bit there. because sometimes we revert to what we knew. And he says, no, no, no. That's not going to happen. And that can only be that way if we keep our eyes well and truly focused on him. If we take our eyes off the Lord, if we take our eyes off him, then all sorts of things go wrong. Because we revert back to that time when we were trying to work things out on our own. Okay, this has gone wrong, so what do I do? How do I work that out? What will I do to be able to pay that bill? Because I can't pay that bill. And I'm certainly not relying on God, because God doesn't come through for me, so I'm going to try and work it out on my own. And that is what the evil one wants you to do. Exactly that. But God himself, he is our Jehovah Rapha. He is our provider. He is there to provide for us. He says it. When Jesus taught us how to pray in Matthew, he says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And then he says this, "Give us this day our daily bread." Do you notice what he doesn't say? "Give us this month our daily bread. Give us this year our daily bread. Give us what we need for the rest of our lives." In other words, untold wealth, Lord, because that will sort us out. No, he doesn't say that. He says, "Give us today the bread we need." When the children of Israel came out of Egypt with Moses, every day God supplied their food and their water. He supplied manna from heaven. He didn't supply a week's worth in advance. He didn't supply a month's worth in advance. He supplied it daily. And do you know why he did that? So that the children of Israel would rely on God and not themselves. And that's why he does that with us. So that we will rely on him and not ourselves. And I'm praying this prayer for you right now. I am praying this for you as you listen. I am praying this. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. If it were not so, it would not be written. If it were not so, it wouldn't be there. Something else would be there. But because it is so, that's why it is written. Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for what you do for us each and every day. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we rely on you so much more than we are at the moment. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we are turning to you constantly instead of now and again. Lord, we rely on you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. and we worship you in spirit and in truth. For you are our God. You are our Father. And we say we love you. Say it with me now, beloved. Lord, we love you. Say it again. Lord, we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.